If you want to beat that lion, you got to have purpose. Because if you don't have passion or purpose, you are not going to defeat that lion. And you will always stay on the other side. And you will always fail to fulfill the goals, objectives, and dreams that you have.
Welcome to Anchored in Jesus, the teaching ministry of Dr. William R. Glaze, founder of the Pittsburgh Layman's Bible Institute, author, and senior pastor of Bethany Baptist Church. We thank you for joining us today for the conclusion of Passion for Your Purpose, Conquering Excuses, Part 1, which is from our series, More Than Conquerors. So let's join Dr. Glaze for the conclusion of Passion for Your Purpose, Conquering Excuses, Part 1.
Is that because generally the ladies, you know, outlive the men, but you know, when you think about men and a lot of men going to the grave at an early age, that you've taken all these years that you've learned and that you've acquired wisdom and you've acquired knowledge. And I know in my family, you know, all my uncles on my father's side, they died in their 50s. And my dad, he died in his early 60s. So I look at it and I say, you know, by the grace of God, I'm still here. But when you think about leaving here early, you know, all the things that you learn that you take to the grave with you. And so it behooves us to want to take care of our health so that, again, you saw those slides that I put up there, that people over 67, they still have purpose and passion. But if we're not taking care of our health, oh, it's getting quiet in here. Let me wipe the sweat off my brow. You know, if we're not taking care of our health, then all this knowledge that we have is going to go to the grave with us. And so God has invested in us. And I'm sure that out of our purpose and passion comes that desire to take care of our health. You know, if you got diabetes, man, that you want to fight that with purpose and with passion, right? If you've got heart disease, that you want to fight that with purpose and passion. And I would say that God wants you to do it too. Now, we know that our lives are in his hand, and when he gets ready to call us, there's nothing we can do about it. But we can do the best that we can right now to make sure that we're on top of things. Deliverance. Some people are addicted. Some people have sins in their life that are besetting sins that constantly keep them back. And they can't get the victory over those sins. I guarantee you, man, if you align with God and that your passion and your purpose flow out of that relationship with God, he's going to give you the power to be overcome, to overcome those sins, those habits, and those addictions in life. Now, you know, a part of that might be you going somewhere and getting the help that you need. But you'll have that power to overcome that addiction. Ministry. That whatever ministry God has called us to, that it has to flow out of our passion and our purpose, our vocation, even our jobs that we work, that you got to have a passion and a purpose for being on the job that you're at, because if you don't, then it's going to become routine and mundane. But if you see it every day as the fact that God opened this door for you, that God allowed you to go there, and you go there with purpose and passion, that you can make a difference. And then personal enhancement, you know, whatever it might be, you know, taking up an instrument, writing a book, writing a song, you know, whatever it is, don't let that lion stand in the way. That if your purpose and your passion are there, that you should be able to overcome any excuse and accomplish the goal that God has set for you to accomplish. As we look at, if you go to the next slide, Colossians 3:20, it says, whatsoever you do, do it heartily, as unto the Lord and not unto men. That word heartily means with your soul, same word for soul. And that means that you should put everything into whatever it is that you're doing. Put everything into whatever it is that you're doing. Everything, that's your purpose. Whatever you do, that's your passion. put your passion into your purpose. Now that's the introduction to my message. So this is a two-part message. So I'm gonna do part one this week, then we'll do part two next week. But you know, the first thing that I want to say is that, and let me go back real quick. We know the story. We learned it in Sunday school about Goliath, you know, who was this 9-foot giant who stood out in the valley, and he taunted the armies of the living God. And so here was David. He was watching his father's sheep in the hills of Bethlehem, and his father called him to go and take his brothers some food. So he goes and takes his brothers some food, and as he arrives, he sees this giant out there taunting the armies of God. And so David, you know, in his heart, you know, his purpose and his passion begins to well up within him. You know, David is the sweet psalmist of Israel. David was a man after God's own heart. And so we know that David had a heart for God. Even though he slipped and fell, he had a heart for God. And as he had this heart for God and saw this giant out there taunting God's armies, something welled up within him. And so I want to say, when you have passion with a purpose, and I'm going to say four things and I'll be done this morning. When you have passion with a purpose, the first thing it is it's challenging. It's challenging. Passion with a purpose is challenging. Let me get to my scripture here. 1 Samuel chapter 17 and verse 26. And David spoke to the men who stood by him, saying, "What shall be done for the man who killeth this Philistine and taketh away the reproach from Israel? For who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God?" What David is saying here is that enough is enough. Enough is enough. What's standing in your way from accomplishing the things that God has called you to accomplish? You got to come to the point where you say, "Man, enough is enough. I'm fed up. That's it. I'm not gonna allow this lion to defeat me anymore." You got to come to the place where you say, "Enough is enough." And then when you say enough is enough, in my mind, I hear David saying, "Man, this trash-talking giant got to be silenced. This trash-talking giant got to be silenced." And passion cannot be still when there are giants to conquer. Your passion can't lie dormant when there's things in the world that God has for you to do. That you gotta feel the challenge. Yeah, it's gonna be a challenge. But when you have passion, that, you know what? That's what passion feeds on. Passion feeds on the challenge. If there's no challenge, what do you need passion for? Right? I mean, if there's no challenge, then you can just kind of tiptoe through the tulips and do it, right? You don't have to bring anything up. You just routinely do it. But when you have passion, and you know, and I'm speaking from the youngest to the oldest of us here, that passion should never die in your life. I was watching this one program, and it was talking about exercise. And I know when I came to the health fair that we had at Bethany that day, they were showing us exercises, how we could do sitting down in the chair, right? So, I mean, it don't matter what age you are, right? That your passion, you know, you might not be able to get up there and do, you know, up one, two, you know, all that. You might not be able to do all that, but you can sit down in the chair and go one, two, one, right? You can do that, but if you don't have any passion, you're going to look at that and say, "Man, I don't want to do that." Yeah, it's a challenge, right? It's a challenge. Passion looks for a challenge. What are you challenged about in your life today? David said, "Who is this uncircumcised You know, why did he put that in there? Why did he just say, who's this Philistine? He said, uncircumcised. Y'all know what circumcision is. He said, who is this uncircumcised Philistine that's challenging the armies of the living God? And I stand before you today, and I ask you the question, that here you are right here. Here is that goal that you're supposed to accomplish. Here is that thing that you're supposed to do. And here is that lion that's standing there. Who is that uncircumcised Philistine that's standing between you and the will of the living God? Man, you gotta rise up to the challenge. The next thing that we see, that passion is not only challenging, but I like this. Passion is inspiring. It's inspiring. So the first one, you feel the challenge to rise up, right? You feel the challenge. And then in inspiration is when you have now the enthusiasm to rise up and conquer. Look at verse 29. David said, what have I done now? Is there not a cause? He said, look, there's a cause. I'm ready to rise up, you know. I'm ready to get right with God. I'm ready to take care of my health. I'm ready to give 100% in whatever I do. You know, what is that challenge? That now I am inspired to rise up. You know, I have a couple favorite movies, right? So one of my favorite movies is Crocodile Dundee, right? As a matter of fact, one of my Christmas gifts, they gave me the 3-set of Crocodile Dundee, right? Like that movie. A knife, you call that a knife? No, I'm just kidding. But the other, see, some of y'all knew what that was. but the other one, I love, as a matter of fact, my wife and I, we just went to see a couple weeks ago, Creed 2, right? And I love the Rocky movies. But you may remember Rocky 3, right? Where Rocky 1 and 2, man, Rocky was like the champion, and he was just knocking people down and taking names, and he bought him a big mansion and was driving a nice car, and Rocky started to get soft. Remember that? He started to get soft, and he fought Clubber Lane, which was Mr. T, and Mr. T beat him. And you remember that there was a challenge, a rematch, and that Rocky had to get right. And when Rocky had to get right, I want you to see what had to happen. What had to happen when Rocky had to get right? The eye of the tiger, man. That's what you need. You need the eye of the tiger. David had the eye of the tiger. You know, I want that music to play because I know, man, that music, man, it kind of, I'm ready to go out and fight somebody now. I don't know who, but I'm ready to go. No. Right? Man, the eye of the tiger, that whatever it is, you need to have that eye that goes out and takes whatever it is that you're supposed to be about. I remember I was training with Reggie Delaney, and you know, I was going, I was doing good for a while, then I would slack off, and I would go, and I would slack off, and then I remember one time I got serious, and I went in and I told Reggie, man, I said, Reggie, I got the eye of the tiger, man. I said, I'm ready, man. I'm ready to work out. I got the eye of the tiger. And I worked out for about a week or two, and then I start calling him and say, man, you know, I can't make it. And I remember Reggie text me, and he said, seems like you got the eye of a kitten. He said, next week we can work on a cat. So, you know, and I like what it, look, to me, this is what David said, right? This is what David said. It's the eye of the tiger. It's the thrill of the fight, rising up to the challenge of our what? Of our rival. Rising up to the challenge of our rival. This guy, Goliath, he was 9 foot. David was just a little shepherd boy. But he got inspiration from somewhere, and he rose up to the challenge of his rival. What is it? What's your rival? What's holding you down? What's keeping you back? Is there something in you? Is there a passion in you that will call you to rise up to the challenge. Whatever it is, if it's a sin that's holding you back, will you rise up to the challenge and overcome it? If it's spending time with God, will you rise up to the challenge? Will you get the eye of the tiger and overcome that thing? Passion. Passion is challenging. Passion is inspiring. And then we see passion is energizing. Passion is energizing. Infusing with dynamic energy and vitality that God infuses us. That's what I'm saying, man. You got to align with God. When you line up with God, he will infuse you with the energy and the vitality to take on the challenge. Look at verses 34 and 35. I love David, man. I love him. And David said unto Saul, look at him getting energized here. Look at his energy. He said, thy servant kept his father's sheep, and there came a lion and a bear and took a lamb out of the flock. He got energized, right? He got energized. He said, and I went out after him, and I smote him, and I delivered it out of his mouth. And when he rose up against me, I caught him by his beard, and I smote him, and I killed him. David was inspired, right? Right. He was not only inspired, but he was empowered. And that's what, when you got passion, you know, and you're leaning and depending on God, he gives you the strength and he gives you the power to do whatever you need to do. I remember when I was in seminary, right? And I'm taking all these classes and taking Greek classes and Hebrew classes, theology classes, counseling classes. And man, you know, there was a lot of late nights that you had to stay up studying. But I was passionate about getting my master's degree. I was passionate about this education. And so I stayed up many times, way into the late hours of the morning. And as I did, I'd get tired. And something from somewhere would come and energize me that I thought about, this is the reason why I do this. This is why I'm doing this. And some passion welled up in me, gave me the energy. Brother Jeff Taylor, you know about that, don't you? Amen. Amen. That energy, you find it from somewhere because you're passionate about it. Infusing with energy. And you know, show that next slide. Show that next slide. You ever hear that phrase, charging hell with a water pistol? That when you got passion, right, you're ready to charge hell with a water pistol. Right? You think you put out all the fires of hell with a water pistol because you're passionate about what you believe. Nothing is going to get in your way. Nothing is going to stop you. You're passionate about that. And this leads me to my last point, and that is, passion is unrelenting. Passion is unrelenting. Purpose with a passion. Look at yourself. You know, are these qualities in your life about the things that you have purpose to do? Now, again, you know, we might not all be like David, right? I mean, David was out there. David was out front with his passion, and we could see his passion. But some people are not going to be like David. Yeah, they're not going to have their passion where they're holding up, pumping their fist in the air, saying, go, go, go. Some people are just going to quietly, right? They got their passion, and they're just going to quietly go along and make a difference. Just quietly go along. And maybe that's you. You know, you're not one of these rah-rah, sis-kumbah people, right? You have passion, and you have purpose. But you just move quietly with your passion and your purpose. But even at that these things are still in your spirit. These are things that are in the spirit of passion. And I like this last one, unrelenting. And that is a determination to not be denied in the attempt to conquer. That you're not going to let anything stand in your way in your attempt to conquer. Verse 36. David said, thy servant slew both the lion and the bear. And this uncircumcised Philistine shall be just like one of them, seeing that he defied the armies of the living God. Unrelenting. I killed a lion, and I killed a bear, and I'm not going to stop until I take this 9-foot intimidator of the armies of God down. He's going down. It's unrelenting. What are you coming back from? Maybe you had a setback in your life, something that discouraged you, something that put you down, something that put you on your back. You got to get back up. The eye of the tiger. You got to be unrelenting. I heard the story about an evangelist who had two pointers, those dogs, you know, the ones that, the pointers, and he had them in his yard. And one day he was looking out there, and a bulldog came and crawled underneath the fence and started barking at his two dogs. And they went over there, and they beat the 11 stuffings out of that bulldog. And the bulldog was crying and went back under the fence. But the bulldog came back the next day, and the same thing happened. The two dogs beat him down. He crawled under the fence. Well, the evangelist, he had to go and do a revival. And so he left, and when he came back, the first question that he asked his wife, yeah, what's the situation there? And his wife said, well, you know, for a couple days, the bulldog kept coming back, and they kept beating him down, and he kept leaving. But one day, the bulldog came in the yard and started barking and attacking, and our two dogs ran into the basement. So now every time he comes into the yard, our dogs run into the basement. And so he prances around in our yard like he owns the place. And I thought about that, man, what? Isn't that a picture of unrelenting? That you, in the face of getting beat down, you keep coming back. In the face of being overcome, that passion keeps you coming back. In the face of, and I'm going to talk about next week, I'm going to talk about passion killers next week. Oh, man, passion killers. What are some things that kill our passion? And one of the things that kill our passion is let me give you a little preview of next week, right? One of the things that kill our passion is opposition from other people. Yeah. Remember David and his brother said, what are you doing out here? Who's watching those sheep? You need to go on back home, right? Man, don't think that your passion is going to be without opposition. There's going to be people that pour water on the fire of your passion. But you got to be unrelenting. You got to be unrelenting. And you got to be determined that you are not going to be denied. Passion. Challenging, inspiring, energizing, and it's unrelenting.
Thank you for joining us today on Anchored in Jesus. Join us next time for the first half of Passion for Your Purpose, Conquering Excuses, Part 2 from our series, More Than Conquerors. If you would like to request an audio copy or the notes of today's message, Passion for Your Purpose, Conquering Your Excuses, Part 1, you can contact us at anchoredinjesus.org and request Passion for Your Purpose, Conquering Excuses, Part 1. That's anchoredinjesus.org and request Passion for Your Purpose, Conquering Excuses, Part 1, or call us at 877-831-5060. The entire 9-part series, More Than Conquerors, is made available by request, either by phone at 877-831-5060, or by visiting our website, anchoredinjesus.org. When you visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, you can view many of the other teachings by Dr. Glaze. Dr. Glaze is the author of 7 books. For more information about these resources and how to order, visit anchoredinjesus.org or call 877-831-5060. We also invite you to like us on Facebook at Anchored in Jesus Ministries. If you would like to make a financial contribution, please visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, or send it to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15206. Once again, that website is anchoredinjesus.org, or you can send your financial contribution to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15206. It's through your prayers and gifts that we remain on the air. Our title, Anchored in Jesus, comes from Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19, which lets us know that Jesus is our high priest and an anchor for the soul. Now for Dr. Glaze and our volunteer staff, I'm your host, Sonia Hall, reminding you, you don't have to be tossed in the storms of life. Your soul can be anchored in the Lord.